In our last very exciting episode, the Winged Warrior was surprised to learn that an 85-year-old discotheque dancer was not, as he suspected, the Choker, that arch-villain of Chokes and Gangs. However, in today's episode, the feathered fighter reports to the police commissioner's office with a new and even more promising suspect.
Yes.
Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
The Winged Warrior is out here with a suspect in custody.
Oh, good. Send them in, please.
Go right in.
Thank you.
This way, please. Commissioner?
Yes, I am.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Floyd Durgum. This is the commissioner who's been out with a cold.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Durgum.
Thank you, I'm feeling much better.
And this is my husband Floyd, the promising suspect.
Please sit down, Mr. Durgum, and don't be nervous.
Mr. Durgum was picked up on the Avenue B bus, Commissioner.
I see.
He was acting very suspiciously.
Yes, he was, Commissioner.
I know, I was with him.
He cleared his throat twice.
Twice?
Yes.
Cleared his throat?
I told him he was going to get in a lot of trouble doing that.
How do you explain that, Mr. Durgum?
I'm sorry.
Speak up, sweetheart.
It's just a nervous habit.
Louder, honey. They can't hear you.
Winged Warrior.
Yes, Commissioner.
Any other suspects?
Just this one here crying, Commissioner.
Miss Helfinger. Thank you for coming. How much money do we have left in our reward budget?
$17.49.
I have another dollar here, Commissioner.
All right, that would be $18.
Floyd would be happy to pledge next week's salary.
Oh, how much is that,
$34.50 take home.
Miss Helfinger, would you...
Here's my lunch money.
Fine, we now have a reward for the Choker in the amount of $52.39.
I think that should get some results, Commissioner.
Well... Has the commissioner, through understandable compassion, dismissed Floyd Durgum as a suspect too soon? And isn't $52.39 a dinky reward?